Hello and welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris Buttcon McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to talk about the return of BotCon is Justin Under Construction Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. It feels so long ago now that FunPub lost the licenses for not only G.I. Joe but also Transformers. Well, a few days ago, we saw a number of changes to the old official Transformers BotCon social networks with profile images and banner photos, suggesting that the pages were under construction and that a new page was on its way. Well, earlier today, it was made official with a statement posted on the BotCon website saying, "On behalf of myself, Brett Lovell, Andrew Hall, and the rest of the BC Productions crew, I am honoured and humbled to announce BotCon 2021. The team that brought you a number of BotCons prior to Fun Publications' involvement back in 2006 have announced that BotCon will be back next year, and as yet, no official word if Hasbro are to be involved. That said, Justin, quite exciting news here. I mean, what are your thoughts in regards to a new BotCon?
I think it's cool. I think there's always opportunities for that sort of thing. Obviously, some of the folks involved with FunPub have been doing their own, not really a BotCon, but their own sort of robot convention over the past couple of years. Yeah. So this seems to dovetail pretty nicely with that. But yeah, any kind of fan gathering, I think, is only a good thing. There are a number of different Transformers conventions out there already. But yeah, this is certainly a good opportunity, especially considering that some of the same folks that were involved, not with this last iteration of BotCon, but the very original iteration of BotCon, are involved again, which is cool. A lot of people have some fond memories of that generation of BotCon, some not so fond ones too. But but yeah, I mean, there was some cool stuff back in the day before kind of FunPub. I mean, FunPub did some cool stuff too, but yeah, I mean, they kind of, the Hartmans and those folks really kind of kicked everything off.
I mean, no official word yet, but do you think we will see Hasbro involvement with this one for exclusive product and so on?
I don't think so. I mean, I think Hasbro's still, even with the cancellation of last year's HasCon, I think they're still wanting to focus on their own thing. I don't see them really being involved. I mean, there may be some Hasbro folks that come as guests and stuff, but I would think that if there are any exclusives, it's probably going to be similar to how it was kind of back in the day, where there were like minor recolors and stuff like that. I don't think that stuff was produced by Hasbro themselves, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but so yeah, I don't think Hasbro's going to be officially involved. I think this is all going to be a fan-based thing. It'll be interesting to see what they do or how they do the whole exclusive thing, if they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly they've just bought the rights for the naming rights and all that kind of stuff, yeah, and just using it as the branding, which again kind of, you know, makes a lot of sense to do so. There's already a huge, you know, audience that go along to this show, and one, obviously it was kind of a big sad kind of ending to the whole convention thing with when FunPub lost it in 2016, I think it was. And you know, there was a lot of stories coming out how it was like really morose and all this kind of stuff and really sad. Same thing happened obviously with JoeCon, in that we did get the 2-year extension, which kind of like added that extra thing to it, but you know, it was sad towards the end, and that obviously went. But I mean, does it give you hope that we could see JoeCon again one day? Or do you think that this is really just a case of only in name is it being kind of replicated?
I think it's really only in name. And I think it's only, you know, BotCon because it's the Hartmans and because it was people who were involved before Fun Publications was. I mean, you know, before Fun Pub started doing JoeCon, I think it was being run by James DeSimone and some of those folks. And, you know, they're obviously not in the convention business really anymore. So I don't necessarily think it has any indication that there might be another JoeCon. I think JoeFest is kind of trying to corner that market a little bit. Yeah. And, you know, they may look towards maybe getting the rights to the name JoeCon. I don't know if that's even possible.
I actually think JoeCon is up for grabs. I think the what was trademarked was the official G.I. Joe collectors convention, etc. I think like the extended name is covered, but the term JoeCon I think was a nickname that was kind of given to it,
true.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that it's possible that, you know, JoeFest or somebody like that may grab that up, but I don't necessarily think it's, no, I think BotCon's going to end up probably similar to what JoeFest is now, that same sort of idea. I don't think just because it's got the same name as it had when Hasbro was more directly involved, that necessarily means it's going to be more official than it was. I think it's still going to be just a purely fan-based convention like it was back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's hope, I suppose. The BotCon thing, I mean, it's really cool that it's back.
Yep.
In terms of JoeCon, though, we're talking two completely different things here, unfortunately. But, I mean, there are already loads and loads of local conventions and kind of regional, I should say, regional conventions kind of all over the US and all over the world now. I mean, we've got them all over the place. So we're not starved for it, but it's funny how these particular conventions and names and branding, they bring so much along with it, a lot of baggage along with it, that is just a too good to kind of miss up for some of these fans, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You know, back when I first started getting into the online kind of Beast Wars fandom, there was a lot of hubbub around those early BotCons because, you know, I was a Beast Wars completist back then, as I was with G.I. Joe a little bit later, but it was a challenge because there was BotCon exclusive Beast Wars characters that, you know, back then, you know, BotCon exclusive was really there was like a couple hundred of them.
Yeah.
And you really had to kind of know someone who knew someone in order to get one or pay, you know, crazy money on eBay. So, you know, even as a relatively young and inexperienced Beast Wars collector back in the mid to late 90s, the name BotCon was still somewhat infamous.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, and then, you know, going forward, you know, in 2007, I was fortunate enough to actually attend a BotCon in Providence, Rhode Island, where they kind of, you know, that was a fun pub BotCon then.
Yeah.
And it was the kind of the time when they did all those Seekers in Transformers Classics repaints that had people freaking out because at the time it was only Starscream available at retail, and they kind of spun off into all these other different recolors and freaked a lot of the fandom out, you know, thinking that they would never be able to get them on stores shelves again. But I've had some experience of the whole BotCon name and experience, and you know, it's got some good memories, and I'm sure for some people it's got some not so good memories, but I think it was smart of them to kind of leverage that name and see if they can spin that into something good going forward.
Awesome. Well, Justin, thank you, dude, for jumping on
for the
short period of time that I've managed to grab you while you're at work and struggling to get any time. And apologies for being late because I went for a run. Completely didn't realize that when we decided on 12, it meant your time, not my time, for some stupid reason.
Figured you were hungover from celebrating the Super Bowl last night.
I was hungover from all the food I ate. but no, it was quite mental and crazy. Congratulations, Kansas City. Commiserations, Justin. I'm sorry, I know you're a Patriots fan.
Oh, it's all good.
But that was one hell of an advert from Tom Brady, wasn't it?
Oh my god. Daughter, I thought she was gonna lose her mind. She's like, Dad.
Oh,
like,
so
just an advertisement, don't worry. He's like, but I'm like, yeah.
It was so loud in the household. I couldn't quite hear it, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh my god, is he announcing his retirement? No, it's just a big joke.
Well, yeah, I mean the beginning of the ad said all good things must come to an end or something like that. And it was like, what are you doing?
Anyway, dude, thank you so much for jumping on.
No
much appreciated. I'll let you get back to work now.
All right.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Or, hang on, no, it's Transformers related. Roll out. Oh, that's a different convention. Anyway, carry on. BotCon. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForce podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.